Words appear on blue clouds in an evening sky. Walt Disney presents Peter Pan. The T is crossed by a red feather. An adaptation of the play Peter Pan by Sir James M. Barrie. Color by Technicolor. Walt Disney Productions is grateful to the Hospital for Sick Children, Great Ormond Street, London, to which Sir James M. Barrie gave his copyright of Peter Pan. With the talents of Bobby Driscoll, Catherine Beaumont, Hans Conried, Bill Thompson, Heather Angel, Paul Collins, Tommy Lusky, Candy Candino, Tom Conway, Ron Dupree, Don Barclay. Sound director C.O. Slidefield. Musical score by Oliver Wallace. A ship lies at anchor in a blue sea. Two stars glow near a full moon. Songs by Sammy Fain, Sammy Kahn, Oliver Wallace, Frank Churchill, Erdman Penner, Winston Hibler, Ted Sears. A mermaid sits on a rock playing a lyre. A second lies on her stomach with her chin propped in her hand and her tail raised. Story by Ted Sears, Erdman Penner, Bill Peet, Winston Hibler, Joe Rinaldi, Milt Banta, Ralph Wright, Bill Patron. Flowers cover the land around a curving deep blue bay. Directors, Hamilton Lusky, Fly Geronimi, Wilfred Jackson. A rock pokes up in the blue water, ripples form around it. Two bright stars are reflected on the surface. In animation, two stars twinkle in the night sky.
All this has happened before, and it will all happen again. But this time it happened in London.
From above, the lights of London through the fog.
It happened on a quiet street in Bloomsbury. That corner house over there is the home of the Darling family. And Peter Pan chose this particular house because there were people here who believed in him. There was Mrs. Darling.
George, dear, do hurry. We mustn't be late for the party, you know.
Mrs. Darling believed that Peter Pan was the spirit of youth. But Mr. Darling...
Mary, unless I find my cufflinks, we don't go to the party. And if we don't go to the party, I can never show my face in the office again. And if we can never... Ice!
Well, Mr. Darling was a practical man. The boys, however, John and Michael, believed Peter Pan was a real person and made him the hero of all their nursery games.
Blast you, Peter Pan!
Give up, Captain Hook! Give up!
Never! I'll teach you to cut off me hand!
Oh, no, John. It was the left hand.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Wendy.
Wendy, the eldest, not only believed, she was the supreme authority on Peter Pan and all his marvelous adventures.
Oh, Nana, must we always take that nasty tonic?
Nana, the nursemaid, being a dog, kept her opinions to herself and viewed the whole affair with a certain tolerance.
Nana, with a tray on her head, pushes it onto the table with her ear.
Take that! Insolent boy, I'll slash you to ribbons!
And I'll cut you to pieces!
Ouch! Careful, Michael, my glasses!
I'm sorry, John.
Oh, you'll never leave this ship alive!
Oh, yes, I will! Take that!
Nana, wearing a cap, makes the bed and stacks the blocks.
Scuttle me, bones, boy, I'll stitch your gizzard!
Oh, no, you won't! Oh, back, 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 villain!
Insolent pup!
Wicked pirate!
Aha! I got you!
You didn't either. You never touched me. Take that! And that! And that!
Boys, boys, less noise, please.
Mr. Darling topples the blocks.
Oh, hello, Father.
You old bilge rat.
What? Now, see here, Michael.
Oh, not you, Father. You see, he's Peter Pan.
And John's Captain Hook.
Yes, yes, of course. Have you seen my cufflinks?
Oh, Nana, for goodness sake! Where are those cufflinks?
Cufflinks, Father?
Yes, the gold ones.
Michael, the buried treasure. Where is it?
I don't know.
The map, then.
Where's the treasure map?
It got lost.
Good heavens, my shirt front!
Hooray, you found it, you found
it. Yes, so I have. And hereafter. Don't paw me, Michael. This is my last clean.
His shirt front.
No.
Has a map drawn on it.
No!
George, dear, we really must hurry or we'll be...
Mary, look.
George.
Sorry, Father.
Why, Michael.
It's not his fault. It's in the story. And Wendy says...
Wendy? Story? I might have known. Wendy? Wendy!
Yes, Father?
Would you kindly...
Oh, Mother! You look simply lovely.
Thank you, dear.
Wendy.
Just my old gown made over, but it did turn out rather nicely.
Mary, if you don't mind, I'd...
My Father, what have you done to your shirt?
What have I?
Now, George, really, it comes right off.
That's no excuse. Wendy, haven't I warned you? Stuffing the boys' heads with a lot of silly stories.
Oh, but they aren't.
I say they are. Captain Crook, Peter Pirate.
Peter Pan, Father.
Pan, Pirate, Poppycock.
Oh, you no, don't
Father.
Understand.
How the heck you...
Absolute Poppycock. And let me tell you, this ridiculous...
Now, George.
Well, now George will have his say.
Please, dear.
Mary, the child's growing up. It's high time she had a room of her own.
Father!
George! What? No!
I mean it. Young lady, this is your last night in the nursery. And that's my last word on the matter. Doof!
He stumbles over Nana. He pushes her into the blocks. She scampers out of his way and pushes a small wagon. His foot lands on it and he careens around the room. Nana tumbles into the corner. He grabs a purple dresser scarf as he falls. A book, comb, brush, ball, and jack-in-the-box land on his head.
Oh! Poor Nana!
Poor Nana! This is the last straw. Out! Out, I say!
No, Father, no!
Yes! There'll be no more dogs for nursemaids in this house.
He drags her by her collar.
Goodbye, Nana.
She waves to Michael.
Poor Nana. Oh, yes, poor Nana. But poor Father? Oh, no. Lost it. Where is that rope?
She holds it in her mouth.
Oh, thank you.
Dash it all, Nana. Don't look at me like that. It's nothing personal. It's just that... Well, you're not really a nurse at all. You're, well, a dog. And the children aren't puppies. They're people. And sooner or later, Nana, people have to grow up.
But, Mother, I don't want to grow up. Now, dear, don't worry about it any more tonight.
He called Peter Pan... Absolute poppycock.
I'm sure he didn't mean it, John. Father was just upset.
Poor Nana. After all alone.
No more tears, Michael. It's a warm night. She'll be all right.
Mother.
What is it, dear?
Buried treasure.
Now, children, don't judge your father too harshly. After all, he really loves you very much.
Oh, don't lock it, Mother. He might come back.
He?
Yes, Peter Pan. You see, I found something that belongs to him.
Oh? And what's that?
His shadow.
Shadow?
Nana had it. But I took it away.
Oh? Yes, of course. Good night, dear.
She turns down the gas light and closes the door.
But, George, do you think the children will be safe without Nana?
Safe? Of course they'll be safe. Why not?
Well, Wendy said something about a shadow, and I...
Shadow? Whose shadow?
Peter Pan.
Oh, Peter Pan.
Peter Pan! You don't say? Goodness gracious, whatever shall we do?
But George...
Sound the alarm.
Really?
Call Scotland Yard.
There must have been someone.
Oh, Mary, of all the impossible childish fiddle-faddle, Peter Pan. How can we expect the children to grow up and be practical,
George,
when you're as bad as they are? No wonder Wendy gets these idiotic ideas.
On the roof, a figure with a feather in its cap is silhouetted against the full moon. A sparkling trail follows the figure. The figure looks over the roof to see Nana tied up. A tiny blonde pixie flutters next to the figure, illuminating his face as he smiles. He hops from the roof to the nursery window and peers inside. Wendy is asleep in her four-poster bed. Michael sleeps with his teddy bear. In the next bed, John sleeps. The doghouse is empty.
Over there, Tank. In its den. Is it there?
The boy dressed in green has pointed ears and red hair.
Must be here somewhere.
He rummages in the toy box. She opens a music box.
Tank! Shh! Stop playing. Help me find my shadow. Shadow.
She lands on a mirror and smiles at a reflection. She pats her hair and turns slowly on tiptoe, waving her arms, hands on hips. She glares. She looks up, wide-eyed, then moves her hands from her hips, measuring them. A drawer with a lock vibrates. Tinkerbell looks through the keyhole. She waves to the boy. He opens the drawer. Tinkerbell flies in as his shadow floats away. He slams the drawer. Inside, she tumbles among spools of thread. The boy chases his shadow up the wall and around the light fixture. The shadow darts behind a wing chair. The boy crawls after it. The shadow creeps away. The boy runs after the shadow. They tumble, holding each other's ankles. They collide with a nightstand.
Peter Pan! Oh, Peter! I knew you'd come back. I saved your shadow for you. Oh, I do hope it isn't rumpled. You know, you look exactly the way I thought you would. A little taller, perhaps, but then... Oh, you can't stick it on with soap, Peter. It needs sewing. That's the proper way to do it. Although, come to think of it, I've never thought about it before. Sewing shadows, I mean. Of course, I knew it was your shadow the minute I saw it. And I said to myself, I'll put it away for him until he comes back. Oh, he's sure to come back. And you did, didn't you, Peter? After all, one can't leave his shadow lying about and not miss it sooner or later. Don't you agree? But what I still don't understand is how Nana got it in the first place. She really isn't... Oh, sit down. It won't take long. She really isn't vicious, you know. She's a wonderful nurse. Although Father says...
Girls talk too much.
Yes. Girls talk too... Hmm? Oh.
Well, get on with it, girl.
My name is Wendy. Wendy Mora Angela Dodd.
Wendy's enough.
Oh. But how did Nana get your shadow, Peter?
Jumped at me. The other night at the window.
Well, what were you doing there?
I came to listen to the stories.
My stories? But they're all about you.
Of course. That's why I like them. I tell them to the lost boys.
The lost boys? Oh, I remember. They're your men.
Uh-huh.
I'm so glad you came back tonight. I might never have seen you.
Why?
Because I have to grow up tomorrow.
Grow up?
Tonight's my last night in the nursery.
But that means no more stories. No, I won't have it. Come on.
But where are we going?
To Neverland.
Neverland?
You'll never grow up there.
Oh, Peter. It would be so wonderful. Oh, but wait. What would Mother say?
Mother? What's Mother?
Why, Peter. A mother's someone who loves and cares for you and tells you stories.
Good. You can be our mother. Come on.
Now, just a minute. Let me see now. I have to pack. Oh, and I must leave a note for Nana to bed. Of course, I couldn't stay too long. And then I have to... Oh, Neverland. Oh, I'm so happy. I think I'll give you a kiss.
Tinkerbell pulls on scissors wedged to open the drawer.
What's a kiss?
Oh, well, I'll show you.
Oh! Stop! Stop it, Tink!
She pulls Wendy by the hair. Peter chases Tinkerbell, waving his cap.
John! John, wake up! He's here!
Jiminy!
Ooh, what in the world was that?
Tinkerbell, don't know what got into her.
Hello, Peter Pan. I'm Michael.
My name is John. How do you do?
Hello.
Oh, look, a firefly.
A pixie. Amazing.
Tinkerbell sits in Peter's cap.
What's the pixie doing?
Talking.
What did she say?
She says you're a big, ugly girl.
Oh, well, I think she's lovely.
Well, come on, Wendy. Let's go.
Where are we going?
To Neverland.
Neverland?
Peter's taking us.
Us?
Well, of course. I couldn't go without Michael and John.
Oh, I should like very much to cross swords with some real buccaneers.
Yes, and fight pirates, too.
Well, all right. But you gotta take orders.
Hi, Isa.
Me too.
But Peter, how do we get to Neverland?
Fly, of course.
Fly?
It's easy. All you have to do is to... Ha! That's funny.
What's the matter? Don't you know?
Oh, sure. It's just that I never thought about it before. Say, that's it. You think of a wonderful thought.
Any happy little thoughts?
Uh-huh.
Like toys at Christmas, sleigh bells, snow?
Yep. Watch me now. Here I go. It's easier than pie.
He can fly.
He can fly. He flew.
Now you try.
I'll think of a mermaid lagoon. Underneath a magic moon. I'll think I'm in a pirate's cave.
I think I'll be an engine brain.
Now everybody try.
One, two, three.
We can fly, we can fly, we can fly.
Peter lets go. They land on the bed. Tinkerbell falls over laughing.
This won't do. What's the matter with you? All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust.
Dust?
Dust.
Yup. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
Peter holds Tinkerbell by her wings and pats her. Sparkling gold dust glitters on their heads.
Now, think of the happiest things. It's the same as having wings.
Let's all try it just once more.
Look, we're rising off the floor.
Jiminy.
Oh, my.
We can fly.
You can fly.
We can fly.
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
John, with a top hat and umbrella, follows Wendy out the window. Nana watches Michael and his teddy bear pass overhead.
Any merry little thought. Think of Christmas, think of snow, think of sleigh bells, off you go like reindeer in the sky.
You can fly, you can fly, you can fly.
Think of the happiest things, it's the same as having wings.
Take a bat that movies make.
If the moon is still awake, you'll
see him wink his eye. You can fly, you can fly, you can fly.
Their shadows circle Nana. Nana flaps her ears.
You go with a high and low to the stars beyond the blue.
There's a Neverland waiting for you.
Shakes Tinkerbell over Nana. She rises up.
Come on, Nana.
Floating at the end of her rope, she waves to the children.
There's no better time to start. Think of all the joy you'll find
when you leave the world behind
and bid your cares goodbye. You can fly.
Tinkerbell flies just above the water. Fish jump to grab her. With Peter leading, they fly in the star-studded sky by Big Ben. They land on the minute hand.
There it is, Wendy. Second star to the right and straight on till morning.
When there's a smile in your heart, there's no better time to start.
Think of all the joy.
London, they follow the river toward the sea. A bright star flashes in the cloudy blue sky. Arcs of color surround the star. They become rainbows over a green island of cone-shaped mountains. A white-sailed ship floats in a circular lagoon.
Yippee, your career is a buccaneer. It's the life of a pirate for me. Oh, the life of a pirate for me.
They raise the black flag with a skull and crossbones.
Oh, pirate's life is a wonderful life. They never bury your bones. For when it's all over, a jolly sea rover drops in on his friend Davy Jones. Oh,
my good friend Davy Jones. Good morning, shipmate.
And what's good about it, Mr. Smee?
Here we are collecting barnacles on this miserable island.
While his nibs plays Ring Around the Rosie with Peter Pan.
Look out, it might go off.
We ought to be tending to the business of looting ships.
We have almost forgotten how to slit a throat. Better off it. And tell the captain we wants the good sea. See?
Smee sticks out his tongue. He carries a tray. Half glasses perched on his big round nose.
What?
That Peter Pan. If I could only find his hideout, I'd trap him in his lair.
But where is it?
Mermaid Lagoon. Now we've searched that. We've combed Cannibal Cove. Here. No. No, that's Indian territory. But wait. Those redskins know this island better than I do my own ship. I wonder.
Good morning, Captain.
I've got it! Tiger Lily Smee.
Tiger Lily, Captain?
The chief's daughter. She'll know where Pan is hiding.
But will she come, Captain?
Oh, a little persuasion might be in order.
Now let me see.
The boiling in oil. Keel oil. Marooning.
A pirate sings from the yardarm.
You'll find an adventure and a sport. But live every minute for all that is in it. The life of a pirate is short.
Hook pulls a pistol.
Now let me see. Where was I? Oh, dear Captain Hook. Shooting a man in the middle of his cadenza? He got good form, you know.
Good form, Mr. Smee?
Good form! Did Pan show good form when he did this to me? I Captain. Cutting your hand off was only a childish prank, you might say.
Aye, but throwing it to that crocodile, that cursed beast liked the taste of me so well, he's followed me ever since. Licking his chops for the rest of me.
He'd have heard you by now, Captain, if he hadn't swallowed that alarm clock. But now when he's about, he warns you, as you might say, with his tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock.
Smee's ears wiggle and Hook's eyes widen to the beat of the clock. In the water, bubbles break the surface over a green shape. Two eyes pop up. Hook looks over the side. A crocodile rubs his belly and bares his teeth.
Smee! Smee! Save Smee, please! Don't let him get me, Smee, please! Don't let him get me, Smee! Smee!
Here now, shame on you, upsetting the poor captain. There'll be no end outs today. She now, she. Go on, off it. Off with your arse. Go away, out of here.
Is he gone, Smee?
Aye, Captain, all clear. Nothing to worry about.
Oh, Smee, I can't stand it any longer. I tell you, I can't.
No, Captain. Just relax. What you need is a shave. A nice, soothing shave. There now.
Smee wraps his face in a towel. A seagull lands on it. Smee lathers the bird's rear end.
Give me a career as a captain, you know I can't help noticing. You just ain't been your usual jolly self of late. Give me a career as a buccaneer and the crew's getting a mite uneasy, Captain. That is what's left of it.
He shaves the bird.
Now why don't we put to sea, see? Leave Neverland. Forget Peter Pan. There now.
Smee applies aftershave. The bird flies away.
It'd all be a lot happier. Not to mention a lot healthier.
He pats the towel and the empty space above it.
Captain! Oh dear, I never shaved him this close before.
Smee searches the deck under Hook's chair.
Oh. Now don't worry, Captain. It must be somewhere about.
Get up, you idiots!
I see.
Hook's head pokes out from the overturned chair.
Ooh! I found it, Captain! Good as new.
Why, you blithering blockhead!
Peter Pan, ahoy!
What? Fire away!
3 points off the starboard bow!
Swoggle me eyes, it is Pan. Headed this way with some more of those scurvy brats. Mr. Smee, pipe up the crew.
I see. Pipe up the crew. Pipe up the crew. All hands on deck. All hands on deck. All hands on deck. All hands on deck.
Live alive, you swabs.
We've got him this time, Mr. Smee.
Man the long time, you bilge rats.
I've waited years for this.
It's not counting the holidays, is it?
Double the powder and sharpen the fuse.
Double the powder and double the fuse.
No, if you sign, Mr. Smee, we'll pot them like sitting ducks.
All right, man. Range 42.
Range 42.
Elevation 65.
Elevation 65.
3 degrees west.
3 degrees west.
Steady now. Steady.
From a cloud.
Oh, Peter, it's just as I've always dreamed it would be. Oh, look, John, there's Mermaid Lagoon.
By Jove.
And the Indian encampment.
Oh, look, it's Captain Hook the Pirate.
Look out!
A cannonball puts a neat hole in a cloud behind them.
Quick, take Wendy and the boys to the island. I'll stay here and draw Hook's fire.
Tinkerbell flies faster. She darts into the forest and down a hollow tree branch. From the roots, she follows a tunnel. Boys dressed in animal suits sleep. A bear, 2 raccoons, and a fox are on the floor. A skunk sleeps in a hammock. Another boy is in a rabbit suit. Tinkerbell pushes a club that falls on the boy in the fox suit.
Ow!
The club lands next to the bear. The fox kicks the bear, who rolls 2 raccoons into the wall. Tinkerbell pulls on the fox's ear.
Orders from Pan? Hold it, Pan.
What's the orders, Tink?
A terrible what?
Wendy Bird!
Wendy Bird?
Flying this way?
Pan's orders are... What? Smash?
He can't stop him. Oh! Let me
shoot it down.
Yeah,
oh.
Shoot it down.
Come on, throw a kick.
Oh, yeah, come on.
He grabs slingshots and blowpipes. They pop out from holes in the large hollow tree.
Ready?
Sticks, stones, and spears fly toward Wendy. She tumbles and falls toward a circle of rocks. Peter scoops her up and floats to the rocks. Tinkerbell kicks a dandelion.
Oh, Peter, you saved my life.
Tinkerbell, glowing red, burns a hole in a leaf.
Are you hurted, Wendy?
No, Michael. Good heavens, Wendy. You might have been killed.
The children hide behind John's open umbrella.
What is that?
Certainly proud of you, you blockheads. I bring your mother to tell you stories.
Mother?
And you shoot her down.
Oh, Tink said it was a bird.
Tink said what?
Well, she said you said to shoot it down.
Tinkerbell. Tink.
She hides behind a leaf.
Come here. You're charged with high treason, Tink. Are you guilty or not guilty? Guilty? Don't you know you might have killed her?
She nods.
Tinkerbell, I hereby banish you forever.
Please, not forever.
Well, for a week then. Come on, Wendy. I'll show you the island.
Oh, Peter, the mermaids?
Oh, let's go hunting.
Tigers?
No, bears. Bears.
Personally, I should prefer to see the Aborigines.
And the Indians, too.
All right, men, go out and capture a few Indians.
They salute.
John, you be the leader.
I shall try to be worthy of my post.
Hold
it. John, with his closed umbrella over his shoulder, leads.
Come on, Dan.
Hey, Michael, do be careful.
Come on, Wendy. I'll show you the mermaids.
The bear, fox, raccoons, rabbit, and skunk follow. Michael and his teddy bear bring up the rear.
Following the leader, the leader, the leader. We're following the leader, wherever he may go.
They march through a waterfall. They hop on stones crossing a stream. The last stone is a hippo.
The words are easy to say. Just a tiddly-do, tiddly-do.
Hand over hand, they move among the vines.
We march in line and follow the other one. We're the tiddly-do, a tiddly-da-tiddly-da.
A large hand lifts John's hat. A brown ape puts it on his head. A smaller ape takes it and adds a pink flower. The hat covers the smallest ape's head. He puts it back on John as he marches by. John creates a path through tall yellow grass with his open umbrella. John raises his umbrella and pokes a bear in the nose. The bear raises his paw and sees the teddy bear. He stares, scratching his head.
Indians!
Footprints are in the sand.
Blackfoot tribe. Belongs to the Algonquin group. Quite savage, you know.
Let's go get him.
Come on, we'll get
him. Gentlemen, gentlemen. First, we must plan our strategy.
What strategy?
A plan of attack. The initial phase is an encircling maneuver. Thus.
Michael bends to pick up a feather as a tomahawk lands in a tree. He sticks the feather in his hair and takes the tomahawk. A green tree appears behind him. He tiptoes away. The tree follows. More steps. He moves faster, then turns to face the tree. He lifts the lowest branch to see feet and moccasins. He runs to the circle of boys.
Yeah!
Indians! Indians! Let me in!
Trees surround them.
Now remember, the Indian is cunning, but not intelligent. Therefore, we simply surround them and take them by surprise.
Arms appear from the trees and grab the boys. One tree chases the fox. Very red-skinned Indians with feathers in their braided hair carry the boys. The fox and bear are tied upside down to a branch. John and Michael are led with ropes around their necks. Behind them, an Indian wears the top hat and carries the opened umbrella. The tallest Indian drags the teddy bear by a rope around its neck.
I'm frightfully sorry, old chaps. It's all my fault.
Oh, that's all right, Wildcat.
We don't mind.
It's okay.
The boys are tied to a stake. An Indian in a war bonnet comes up.
For many moons, red man fight pale face lost boys. Sometime you win, sometime we win.
Okay, Chief. You win this time. Now turn us loose.
Turn us loose? You mean this is only a game?
Sure. When we win, we turn them loose.
When they win, they turn us loose.
Turn us loose.
This time, no turn them loose.
Huh? The Chief's a great spoofer.
Me no spoof them. Where you hide, Princess Tiger Lily?
Tiger Lily?
We ain't got your old princess.
I certainly never seen her.
Me neither.
Honestly, don't.
Keep big lie. If Tiger Lily not back by sunset, burn him at stake.
At the lagoon, mermaids sit on rocks. One plays a seashell. Another puts a starfish in her hair.
Just imagine real live mermaids.
Would you like to meet them?
Oh, Peter, I'd love to.
All right, come on. Hello, girls.
I'm so glad to see you.
Why did you stay away so long? Did you miss me?
Tell us one of your adventures. Something exciting.
Want to hear about the time I cut off Hook's hand and threw it to the crocodile?
Oh, I've always liked that one.
Me too.
Well, there I was on Marooner's Rock, surrounded by 50 pirates.
Oh, she.
Huh? Her? Oh, that's Wendy.
A girl.
What's she doing here?
And in her nightdress, too.
Come on, dearie. Join us for a swim.
Oh, please, I'm not dressed
up. Oh, but you must.
Me and Fred.
No, please.
Too good for us, eh?
Wendy is stranded on a rock. The mermaids splash her.
You dare to come near me again?
Wendy, Wendy. They were just having a little fun, weren't you, girls?
That's all. We were only trying to drown her.
You see?
Well, if you think for 1 minute that I'm going to put up with it...
Hold it, Wendy.
Smee rows a boat. Hook stands in the front. A small figure with a feather in its hair sits in the back.
Yup, it's Hook all.
Hook!
Quick, Wendy.
Croc follows the boat.
Looks like they're heading for Skull Rock. Come on, Wendy. Let's see what they're up to.
Peter and Wendy fly into the gray-blue sky. Through one eye of the skull leaning over a ledge, Peter and Wendy see the rowboat inside.
Now, my dear princess, this is my proposition. You tell me the hiding place of Peter Pan, and I shall set you free.
You dog.
Poor Tiger Lily.
Am I not a man of my word, Mr. Smee?
Yes. Always, Captain.
You'd better talk, my dear, for soon the tide will be in, and then it will be too late.
I'll show you, Codfish. Stay here, Wendy. Watch the fun.
Remember, there is no path through water to the happy hunting ground. This is your last chance, Tiger Lily!
Manitoba, great spirit of mighty sea waters, speak. Beware,
Manitoba.
Beware, beware.
Did you hear that, sir?
Sleeve?
It's an evil spirit, Captain.
Stand by, Sleeve, while I take a look around. Spirit of the great sea water, is it?
Hook draws his sword and creeps toward an opening in the rocks. Peter circles behind the rocks.
Psst! Wendy, watch this.
Peter holds his hat to the side of his mouth.
Whisper me!
Yes, Captain?
Release the princess and take her back to her people.
Release the princess. But, Captain...
Those are the orders, Mr. Smee.
Aye, sir. Well, at last, Captain, it's coming to your senses.
Odds fish.
I told him all along you Indians wouldn't betray Peter Pan, but...
And just what do you think you are doing, Mr. Smee?
Just what you told me, Captain. Carrying out your orders.
My order?
Why, yes, Captain. Didn't you just say to go...
Put her back, you blithering idiot! My orders. Of all the bumbling.
Mr. Smee! Just exactly what do you think you are doing?
Putting her back like you said, Captain.
I said nothing of the sort.
Oh, but didn't you?
For the last time, Mr. Smee, take the princess back to her people.
Hook sneaks up behind Peter.
Aye, sir.
Oh, and one more thing. When you return to the ship, tell the whole crew to help themselves to me best rum.
Peter!
Here's your spirit, Smee!
Peter flies out of reach.
Scurvy brat!
Thank you, Captain.
Come down, boy, if you've a taste for cold steel.
Watch us, Wendy.
Oh, Peter, do be careful.
Peter lands on the end of Hook's sword. He flies around and pulls Smee's red cap over his eyes. Peter flaps his hands at Hook and lifts Hook's long red coat and takes a pistol.
Try your luck, Mr. Smee.
Let him have it! Come on, you idiot! Blast him!
Right here, Mr. Smee!
Peter stops in front of Hook.
Hold it, you fool! No!
Peter jumps.
Captain?
Hook's purple hat with lavender plume floats.
Oh, how dreadful!
What a pity, Mr. Smee. I'm afraid we've lost the dear Captain.
Peter stands on a ledge wearing the hat. Hook creeps behind him.
Captain!
In the back, Captain?
Hook spears the hat. Peter draws his knife. Wendy looks through her fingers.
Give it to him, Captain! Cleave him to the brisket!
Peter pulls the hat down around Hook's waist and pulls his mustache. They cross weapons at the hilt. Peter retreats off the ledge. Hook follows.
I got you this time, Pan.
He looks down. He hangs from the ledge.
Well, well. A codfish on a hook.
I'll get you for this, Pan. If it's the last thing I do.
I say, Captain. Do you hear something?
No.
Two eyes and a nose poke from the water.
No!
The croc leaps and chews the red coat.
Mr. Crocodile, do you like codfish? You do?
Oh, Peter, no!
The croc snaps at the purple meat pants. Hook struggles with one hand to keep them on. He slips and falls into the croc's mouth.
Captain, stay right there now, sir. I'll save you, sir.
Hook holds the croc's mouth open with his widespread legs. The croc gobbles a shoe. Hook leaps, holding his foot. He falls headfirst back into the croc.
Ow!
He pops out and wraps arms and legs around the croc's mouth.
Captain!
Smee swings at the croc.
Row
over the ship! Row for the ship!
Hook falls out of the boat. Hook swims with the croc close behind.
Tiger Lily? Oh, Tiger Lily.
Peter scoops her up from underwater.
Peter, wait for me.
They fly towards the setting sun. A full moon rises in a cloudy sky. The light shines from the ship. The croc swims in a slow circle around the reflected light. In his cabin, Hook sits with a blanket around his shoulders, a hot water bottle on his head, and his feet in a tub of hot water.
Cursed Peter Pan. Making a fool out of me. My head.
Smee nails a sign on Hook's door. Quiet, do not disturb.
Oh, pirate's life is a wonderful life. In hot water, Mr. Smee.
The poor captain has a splitting headache. We mustn't annoy him.
Hook opens the door. Smee hammers his head. Smee carries a kettle of steaming water. Hook is glassy-eyed and grinning.
Well, Captain, it's nice to see you smiling again. Brings back the good old days when we was leading an healthy, normal life. Scuttling ships, cutting throats. Oh, Captain, why don't we put to sea again? You know, there's trouble brewing on the island. Women trouble. I wouldn't want this to go any farther, but the cook told me that the first mate told him that he heard that Pan has banished Tinkerbell.
Whoa! Why, you doddering imbecile, I... Did you say Pan has banished Tinkerbell?
Aye, Captain. There he is.
But why?
Well, on account of Wendy, Captain. Tink tried to do her in. She did. Tink's terrible jealous.
Well, well.
That's why we ought to leave, Captain. This ain't no place for a respectable pilot.
That's it, Smee! That's it!
I'm glad you agrees, Captain.
Quick, me coat. Me best dress coat.
Aye, aye, sir. The sooner we get going, the better.
Oh, yes, a jealous female can be tricked into anything. My case of hooks!
Aye, aye, sir. Here you are, sir. Your Sunday set, sir.
If we impress the pixie, convince her we're eager to help her, the wench may chart our course to a certain hiding place.
Our best hiding place is the Spanish mine, sir. I'll set our course.
And where do you think you are going?
To tell the boys we sailed through the tide, sir.
You will go ashore, pick up Tinker, and bring her to me. Understand?
I see.
Bow.
Bow.
What's the chief doing, John?
He's delivering an oration in sign language.
What's he saying?
He says, Peter Pan, mighty warrior, save Tiger Lily, make big chief heap glad.
Well, he certainly doesn't look heap glad.
Make Peter Pan heap big chief. You now, little flying eagle.
Peter flies wearing a war bonnet. He sits next to the chief. Tiger Lily passes a peace pipe.
teach him, Paleface Brother, all about Red Man.
Good. This should be most enlightening.
What makes the Red Man red?
When did he first say,
Why does he ask you how?
Why does he ask you how?
Wendy takes the pipe from Michael, holding her nose. John smokes and turns green.
But the engine didn't know all the things that he know now. But the engine, he sure learned a lot. And it's all from asking how. We translate for you. On the beach, what on the beach, and on the beach, and on the beach.
They join the Indians' dance. Wendy bumps into a tall squaw.
No dance. Oh, get him firewood.
When did he first say, oh? When did he first say, oh? In the engine book it say, when first break Mary's fall. He came out with the big bow when he saw his mother-in-law.
Tiger Lily dances on a drum in front of Peter.
What made the Red Man red?
Wendy carries an armful of wood. Tiger Lily rubs noses with Peter.
Let's go back a million years to the very first engine prince. He kissed some maid and started to blush, and we've all been blushing since.
Wendy drops the wood. He turns red.
The real true story of the Red Man.
Peter dances with Tiger Lily.
Now you know why the Red Man's red.
Whoa! Chomp! Squad, take him, Pat Boo!
Get him firewood.
Squaw, no, get him firewood. Squaw, go home.
Tinkerbell sees the fire from the Indian camp. Smee sneaks up and traps her in his cap.
Begging your pardon, Miss Bell, but Captain Hook would like a word with you.
In Hook's cabin, Tinkerbell sips on a cork of a bottle. Hook plays the piano.
Yes, Miss Bell. Captain Hook admits defeat. Tomorrow, I leave the island, never to return.
I'm glad to hear that, Captain. I'll tell the crew and...
Hook tricks me.
And that's why I asked you over, me dear. To tell Peter I bear him no ill will. Oh, Pan has his faults, to be sure. Bringing that Wendy to the island, for instance. Dangerous business, that. Why, rumor has it that already she has come between you and Peter. But what's this? Teal? Then it is true. Oh, Smee, the way of a man with a maid. Taking the best years of her life and then casting her aside like an old glove.
Ain't it a blooming shame?
But we mustn't judge Peter too harshly, my dear. It's that Wendy who's to blame. Mr. Smee, we must save the lad from himself. But how? In so little time, we sail in the morning. Sail! That's it, Smee! We'll Shanghai Wendy.
Shanghai Wendy, Captain?
Take her to sea with us. With her gone, Peter will soon forget this mad infatuation. Come, Smee. We must leave immediately. Surround Peter's home.
But, Captain, we don't know where Peter Pan lives.
Great Scott, you're right, Smee. What's that, my dear?
She points to a map.
You could show us the way? Why, I never thought of that.
Take this down, Smee.
Take this down, Smee.
She dips her feet in ink and lands on the mat.
Start at Pigling Point.
Start at Pigling Point.
40 paces west of Blind Man's Bluff.
Blind Man's Bluff.
Yes, yes. Hop's given a jump across Crocodile Tree. Then, north by northeast, 1, 2, 3. Well, get on with it.
Continue, my dear.
She flies in his face and shakes her finger.
I must harm Peter.
Madam, Captain Hook gives his word not to lay a finger or a hook on Peter Pan.
Ah, Hangman's Tree. So that's the entrance to his hiding place. Thank you, my dear. You've been most helpful.
He snatches her and locks her in a glass lantern. The boys return to the tree.
Big Chief Flying Eagle greets his braves.
How?
Ouch!
How, Chief? How?
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 Big Chief greets little mother.
Oh.
Ugh.
Oh, Wendy, is that all you have to say? Everyone else thinks I'm wonderful.
Especially Tiger Lily.
Tiger Lily?
John? Michael? Take off that walking and get ready for bed.
Bed? Brave, no sleep. Go for days without sleep.
But, boys, we're going home in the morning, and...
Oh, Wendy, we don't want to go home.
No go home. Stay many moons. Have heap big time.
Now, Peter, let's stop pretending and be practical.
Chief Flying Eagle has spoken.
Oh, for goodness sake. Please, boys, do you want to stay here and grow up like savages?
Of course.
But you can't. You need a mother. We all do.
Aren't you our mother, Wendy?
Why, Michael, of course not. Surely you haven't forgotten our real mother.
Did she have ducky ears and wear a fur coat?
Oh, no, Michael. That was Nana.
Well, I think I had a mother once.
What was she like?
What was she like?
I forget.
I had a white rat.
That's no mother!
No, no, boys. Please. I'll tell you what a mother is.
Yeah, tell us.
Please, Wendy. Well, a mother, a real mother, is the most wonderful person in the world. She's the angel voice that bids you good night, kisses your cheek, whispers...
Your mother and mine.
She cleans Michael's face. The others clean theirs.
Your mother and mine. The helping hand that guides you along. Whether you're right, whether
the pirates sneak up to the tree and listen.
Your mother and mine. What makes matters all that they are? Might as well ask what makes a star. Ask your heart to tell you her worth. Your heart will say, heaven or divine.
John dabs his eye with his nightshirt.
I want to see my mother.
Yes, Michael. I propose we leave for home at once.
Well, I go too. How will we do?
All right, boys, all right. I'm sure Mother would be glad to have you. That is, if Peter doesn't mind.
Go on. Go back and grow up.
But I'm warning you. Once you're grown up, you can never come back. Never.
He retreats to his room.
What?
Oh, dear.
Well, then, shall we be off?
Yeah, come on, let's go.
Yeah,
lots of fun.
They hurry up the stairs.
They'll be back.
Peter? Goodbye, Peter.
Wendy climbs out of the tree. To see the others tied and gagged.
All right, then. Take them away. And now, Smee, to take care of Master Peter Pan.
But, Captain, wouldn't it be more humane-like? To slit his throat?
Aye, that it would, Mr. Smee. But I have given me word not to lay a finger or a hook on Peter Pan.
Hook lowers a package into the tree.
And Captain Hook never breaks a promise.
Yo-ho, 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 yo-ho. So try the life of a thief, just sample the life of a brook. There isn't a boy who won't enjoy a working for Captain Hook, the world's most famous cook.
The crook, crickety-crackety-crickety-crook, the crook is after Captain.
As special offer for today, I'll tell you what I'll do. All those who sign without delay will get a free tattoo. Why, it's like money in the bank. Come on, join up and I'll be frank. Unless you do, you'll walk the plank. The choice is up to you.
The choice is up to you. Yo-ho, 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 yo-ho. You'll adopt the life of a thief. You'll relish the life of a crook. There's barrels of fun for everyone, and you get treasures by the ton. So come and sign the book. Join up with Captain.
And ties the boys and Wendy. They run to Hook, who holds a feather quill.
Aren't you ashamed of yourselves?
But Captain Hook is most insistent, Wendy.
Yeah, he says we'll walk the plank if we don't.
Oh, no, we won't. Peter Pan will save us.
Peter Pan will save them, Smee.
Peter Pan will save them.
Hook and Smee fall into each other's arms.
Oh, Captain, you can't...
What a thousand pardons, my dear. I don't believe you are in on our little joke. You see, we left a present for Peter.
Sort of a surprise package, you might say.
Why, I can see our little friend at this very moment. Reading the tender inscription.
To Peter, with love, from Wendy. Do not open till 6 o'clock. Huh. I wonder what's in it.
Could he but see within the package, he would find an ingenious little device.
Set so that when the clock is like this,
Peter Pan will be blasted out of Neverland forever.
Tinkerbell locks the lantern. It falls. She races out of the porthole.
But time grows short. We have but 18 seconds.
Hook holds a pocket watch on his hook.
15 seconds. 13 seconds.
12 seconds. Well, I guess I can open it now. Tink, look at Wendy left. Hey, stop that. Stop it. What's the matter with you? Huh? A bomb? Don't be ridiculous.
The explosion rocks the ship.
So passeth a worthy opponent.
Amen.
Peter crawls from the rubble.
Look, it was a bomb. Why, if it hadn't been for Tinkerbell! Tink! Tinkerbell! Where are you, Tink? Tink? Tinkerbell!
A faint light glows. Peter moves stones.
Tink, are you all right? Wendy, the boys. I've got to save you first. Hold on, Tink, hold on. Don't go out. Don't you understand, Tink? You mean more to me than anything in this whole world.
And now, which will it be? The pen
or the plank?
Captain Hook, we will never join your crew.
As you wish.
Ladies first, me dear.
Goodbye, boys.
Goodbye, Wendy.
Bye, Wendy.
Be brave, John.
I shall strive to, Wendy.
Goodbye, Michael.
Goodbye.
Get along with you.
Don't give us no trouble.
The pirates tie the boys to the mast.
Move along.
The captain's crying.
Wendy walks to the end of the plank. A tear on her cheek. She steps off.
Wendy, Wendy!
Captain, no splash.
Not a sound.
Not a bloomin' ripple.
It's a jinx. That's what it is. No splash.
Peter stands on the anchor chain holding Wendy.
I'm telling you, mates, it's a black day. Mark me words, we're all paid for this.
The ship's bewitched. No splash, Captain.
Sir, you want a splash, Mr. Starkey.
I'll give you a splash.
Who's next?
You're next, Hook. This time you've gone too far.
And Wendy.
It can't be.
It's his blinking ghost what's talking.
Say your prayers, Hook.
I'll show you this ghost has blood in his veins. I run him through.
Peter stabs Hook in the backside. Hook cuts a chunk out of the mast.
Yes, this hook.
He drives the hook into the mast.
Come on, everybody.
Peter cuts the rope. They flee up the rope ladders.
Hurry, Michael, hurry.
He puts a cannonball in his teddy bear.
Don't stand there, you bin rats. Get those scabby brats.
John pulls Michael by his umbrella handle. The pirates climb after them, knives in their teeth. The captain cuts his hook free and springs across the ship and off the plank. The crowd waits, mouth open. Hook scrambles onto the plank. Peter slices through a sail and pulls Hook's hat brim over his eyes. He cuts the broom away and plucks the broom.
This is no mere boy. She's some fiend fighting me. A flying devil!
Peter stands on a spar holding the plume. He cuts it up. Smee loads a bag and a gold box in a boat.
Who's your file?
Steady, men. Steady.
The boys aim at the climbing pirates. A pirate swings a cutlass at John. Tinkerbell tugs on the pirate's mustache. He swings the cutlass, cutting his mustache. Tinkerbell tumbles away. Peter and Hook duel with knife and sword. Tinkerbell talks to Peter. He jumps to the rope ladder and springs off, feet first, into Hook. Hook crashes into a cannon that flips over and hits him. The boys continue to battle the pirates. Peter flies up and cuts the rope ladder. One pirate hangs onto the crow's nest. Smee's boat fills with falling pirates. Michael hits the pirate with his teddy bear. The pirate lands in the boat. It lands in the water. Hook climbs to the spar.
Fly, 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 you coward!
Coward? Me?
You wouldn't dare fight old Hook man to man. You'd fly away like a cowardly sparrow.
Nobody calls Pan a coward who lives. I'll fight you man to man with one hand behind my back.
You mean you won't fly?
No, Peter, it's a trick.
I give my word, Hook.
Good. Then let's have at it.
Hook pushes Peter off. He hangs on by one hand. He battles his way onto the spar. Hook stabs at Peter, cutting a rope. Peter grabs the rope and swings to the other end of the spar. Hook cuts the rope again, and Peter balances on one foot at the tip. The croc waits in the water. Peter's knife spins away. Hook snares it with his hook.
Insult you! Prepare to die!
Fly, Peter! Fly!
No! I gave my word.
Peter pulls the flag over Hook and grabs his sword.
You're mine!
Leave him to the brisket!
You wouldn't do old Hook in now, would you, lad? I'll go away forever. I'll do anything you say.
Well, all right. If you say you're a codfish.
I'm a codfish.
Louder!
I'm a codfish!
Hooray! Hook is a codfish, a codfish, a codfish.
The croc splashes, mouth open.
All right, Hook. You're free to go. And never return.
Hook breaks out of the flag.
Peter!
And swipes at Peter. Hook falls off into the mouth of the waving croc. The flag floats down. He pops up with the flag on his head into the mouth of the croc. He runs out holding an alarm clock. He throws it back into the croc's mouth. The croc follows, snapping at Hook. Hook props the mouth open with his legs. The mouth closes and squirts him out. Skipping on the surface, past the rowing pirates, and out to the pink horizon.
With you. We're casting off!
Heave those halyards!
But Peter, oh, that is Captain Pan.
At your service, madam.
Could you tell me, sir, where we're sailing?
To London, madam.
Oh, Peter. Michael! John! We're going home!
Man the capstan! Hoist anchor!
Bell salutes. The ship becomes a golden vessel and rises. She lands on the top of the mast and looks down to see the ship sail over the Indian camp and away from Neverland. A golden moon becomes the face of Big Ben.
George, I'm so glad you changed your mind about Wendy. After all, she's still a child.
Oh, Mary, you know I never mean those things. Do I, Nana?
Nana wags her tail.
Oh!
In the nursery.
Wendy!
Wendy's bed is empty.
Wendy, what on earth are you doing there?
Wendy sleeps by the open window.
Oh, Mother, we're back!
Back.
All except the lost boys. They weren't quite ready.
Ready?
To grow up. That's why they went back to Neverland.
Neverland?
Yes, but I am.
Am.
Ready to grow up.
Oh! Well, my dear, all in good time. After all, perhaps we were...
Oh, but Mother, it was such a wonderful adventure... Tinkerbell and the mermaid and Peter Pan. Oh, he was the most wonderful of all. Why, even when we were kidnapped, I...
Kidnapped?
I knew Peter Pan would save us. And he did. And we all called him a codfish. Captain Hook, I mean. And then we sailed away on a ship in the sky.
Mary, I'm going to bed.
Oh, Mother, he really is wonderful, isn't he? See how well he sails the ship. George? George?
Now what, Mary?
A blue cloud ship sails across the moon.
Nana, did you see? You know, I have the strangest feeling that I've seen that ship before. A long time ago, when I was very young.
George, dear. Father.
They stand at the window. George pats Nana.
There's no better time to start. Think of all the joy you'll find when you leave the world behind. And bid your cares goodbye. You can fly.
Words appear. The end. A Walt Disney production. Narrated by Lucy Hagel. Description written by Terry Grossman. Video description produced by Closed Captioning Services and WeCTV.com.